Hello?
Oh, hi, Natanya. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, because I was this month also a scammer, so I had to change my bank card and all information.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that. But I can update it for you. I have your billing in front of me. Do you have the card on you now?
I do, but for now, I want like to continue with the service, so I'm going to cancel.
Okay, so I need to give you some options, only because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $129 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come July 7th, that will reoccur to 258, and that will continue to do so until this settles.
Uh-huh. So actually, I sent an email a month ago, I think 2 months ago, asking to cancel.
When you sent that, it shows that they called you and they offered you a free month as a retention effort, and you had agreed to continue. And then on top of that, after that free month, you continued for another 3 months and haven't said anything about a cancellation until now.
So, but you mean I have to pay for this past month?
Yes, the June 9th payment is past due, so there's no way to cancel the account with a past due balance. But let me ask you, because it looks like you're getting some pretty solid results, how come you're wanting to cancel?
No, I didn't get any clients.
Oh, I think maybe you haven't been on your dashboard, because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, you've had 14 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, and then on Google, you were found an additional 212 times on the first page, and you've had Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Have you seen the site that we built you?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Sometimes I check, but I don't get any message for calls or something.
It's saying, let me go back and look at that page. It's showing, because Google will track the impression, which is how many times you come up on the first page. And then they'll track the second step people took to find you. And so, like I said, that's happened 212 times. And you're having the Google actions, too, people clicking to call you and going. There's even a lead on the dashboard. It's back from January. But those leads, those are usually far and few between, because most people, when they see you on the first page, they are going to call you right away or go to your website for immediate contact, but there will be certain rare occurrences where they can't call you right away because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, so they can plug their information into that form, and you would get a notification that a lead was coming through the site. But like I said, that usually doesn't happen unless they haven't called you already. You know what I mean?
I didn't see anything, so people scam my phone too. I don't have my card mom with the bank.
Well, I could send you a fresh login to the dashboard. That way you can go in and check it anytime you want to. So if someone is carrying your phone and you miss the notification, you could always go on the dashboard. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at your client dashboard and reading you these results.
It's changing by text.
What was that?
Can you send by text?
Yes, I'll send you the login by text, absolutely. So I'll let you know that just because the account is past due, if you try to log in right now, it's not going to give you access. It's just going to say your account is in suspension. And that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the billing's not going through. But once the billing does go through, you'll have full access again. So what I would suggest is, since you have to pay this last payment anyway, is maybe when you get that taken care of, don't cancel right away, because that will have you paid in full until July 9th. So you would have a good 3 or 4 weeks to go in and look at the dashboard, maybe work on getting some more 5-star ratings on Google. In the meantime, I could have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that any of the correspondence that is, taking place on your account as is updated, and they can get you some better performance and start some weekly posts on your listing and things like that. But question, before I send you the login, on the email, the password is blank. So that means that at some point you reset the password to something that you chose. So if you think you know what it is, I'll send the login and the username, and you can try your own password. But if you're not sure what it is, I can reset the password, and then I can just send you a temporary one to get you back in.
All right. But you have a chance to see if someone sent a message and asked for the service?
So the lead that came through was back in January, and her name was Michelle Fortes in New Bedford, and she put that she wanted bedroom, kitchen, living room, bathroom, dusting, sweeping, and mopping plus vacuuming. And her name was Michelle Fortes. And she left her number, 774-636-8432. And then for the Google Actions, it doesn't record the actual phone number or the data, because Google is recording how many times you were found and how many times you were clicked on. So it says that you were found 234 times on the first page with 14 Google Actions, including 12 clicks to your site and 2 clicks to call you.
Yeah, okay, but I don't want to continue because I don't have time. But if you send in the login, I'm going to try to. And when I receive the card, I take it. So now I can continue.
Do you want me to reset the password or leave it at the one you set it to?
Yeah, leave it there. I think I
okay. I think you. Yeah, usually. Plus, if you did it from your phone, you go in and it probably saves it for you anyway. So, okay. So I'm resending that to you, and then make sure that you get it paid before July 6th. We have a lot of time, but because if not, it does reoccur more charges. And I don't want that to happen to you, okay?
But you can cancel now, no?
No, I can't cancel. I can't cancel with a past due balance. That's what I'm saying. The account continues to recur until this settles. So that's why I want to make sure that you get it canceled before, so that we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. And I own 200, how much?
No, just 129.
Oh, okay. So I call back to this number when I get my card?
Yes. If you call this number, it'll take you to the call center, and then you have to ask for Tina. So I'll send you a notification that has my direct line on it. My extension is 777. So that way, when you get the card, you can call me. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you next week, too.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.